excuse me, do you want to sign our jeans to protest sexual violence?
EMU Police Officer Kathy Willman informed students and staff at the Student Center about the importance of sexual consent. She says both parties should not be under the influence of any substance and need to give affirmative consent in all sexual activity that takes place.
And then it can be withdrawn at any time. So if people say, like, yep, I'm good moving forward, and then as they're moving forward, they say, actually, just kidding, I'm not feeling good about this, let's go ahead and take it back a notch, then they can do that at any time.
I spoke with a student who did not want to be identified, and she said that while she knows both parties need to consent, sometimes the situation is a bit more difficult to deal with.
I'm in a relationship right now in which the line for consent, actually, like, when we first had sex, it was like, I wasn't actually, like, I said yes, but I was kind of like, yes, and we did it, but I wasn't sure, and that actually led to a lot of, like, pain for me.
The Denim Day campaign has taken place for the last 20 years after the Italian Supreme Court overturned a rape conviction because the justices felt that since the victim was wearing tight jeans, she must have helped the person who raped her remove them. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.